volume, along with photos of the two of them taken over the years. Stories like these usually draw one of two reactions from fellow husbands. Either we tip our hats to these guys and give them kudos for their creativity, not to mention their 15 minutes of fame, or we curse their names for blowing the curve and making the rest of us look lame by comparison. Here's the kicker. Unless those guys made their plans with their wives' primary love languages in mind, they could have achieved the same results with, say, generic greeting cards and Chinese takeout. It's not what you say. It's the language you use. That's not a plug for Cantonese cuisine, though a good dim sum is never a bad thing, or a knock against guys who try hard to impress their wives. Instead, it's an exclamation point on the importance of understanding love languages. Everyone has a primary love language, a way of expressing devotion and affection that touches us deep inside, occasionally puts a goofy grin on our face, and leaves no doubt that we are truly and spectacularly loved. As you probably deduced from the title of this book, there are five basic love languages. 1. Words of affirmation, chapter 2. 2. Quality time, chapter 3. 3. Gift giving, chapter 4. 4. Acts of